This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Showers and thunderstorms are increasing this afternoon over the mountains and eastern slopes of the Front Range. The storms could bring brief periods of intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially on wildfire burn scars. The National Weather Service says significant flooding is taking place in the area of the Cameron Peak burn scar along Buckhorn Creek in Larimer County. And a brief landspout was spotted near Denver International Airport, prompting a tornado warning. Meanwhile, there's also a nationwide glitch. That means many weather alerts are not being delivered to mobile phones. For now, the National Weather Service says folks should find alternative ways to get weather warnings like radio, TV, or trusted social media accounts. Coloradans are getting a letter from Governor Polis with their taxpayer refund checks in the coming weeks, and the GOP is crying foul. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Party Chair Christy Burton Brown has filed a campaign finance complaint accusing the governor of using the letter to boost his reelection chances by taking credit for the payment.
In the letter, he doesn't mention Tabor once, and he mentions his own name three times, clearly gives himself credit when it's a Tabor refund.
Governor Polis says the letter is just informative and a necessary way to let people know the check is legitimate. Polis's campaign called the complaint baseless. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's transportation officials are asking people traveling to South Dakota this weekend for the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally to be careful. Colorado State Patrol are increasing DUI patrols through August 14th. Right now in Denver, it's 89 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News.